That's it. So once you're on DJ, that's all you're doing is DJ. Once you're on news, that's all you do is news. But you don't want him to have to get his get the news break together. When you wait. Well, you don't. So you don't have to get the news break together. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, let's look at what station are you?
Well, if you don't know,
I just want to make sure I say it right. Aaron, okay? Yeah, and so you just do news break. And when Paul comes off, you give him your stories.
But then when I come off,
then you will be doing what Catherine was doing. What was that? Katie. Sports. Computer is only one shot. Computer and the DJs get together at the beginning of the day and they get the news together. And that's the last time you are computer. After you've handed the news out to the different news people, they're responsible for updates. We're missing people, aren't we? Nobody?
No, Corey Moon.
Any questions? Stand by, please. Any questions on what we've covered so far?
Always eligible.
No. Yes.
Just a quick question. Okay. So the program director obviously is responsible for giving all the news to everybody who's going to be
at the beginning. Yes.
Is it just one story per person?
To turn in for a grade?
No, for the actual shows.
Oh, no.
Okay, so multiple.
Okay, yeah, multiple. Because we're not going to have a 30-second newscast.
Right.
That's it, one story. Okay,
right.
So you're going to have, according to the time, let's say that you have 3 minutes of news. How many stories do you, approximately, do you need?
Probably about three or four, depending on the time.
About four. Okay, 1 minute. That's 2 to 3, depending on the length of the story, right? Okay. So I would say probably 4 to 5.
Okay.
Because I want you to edit the news down. I don't want it like a 80-second story. When necessary, edit the news down by scribbling out copy. Find an end point. Because there are stories that are that long length, and then, you don't want to read all that. So edit. Just by lining stuff out. That makes sense? Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Everybody in the back get that?
Yes, sir.
You're not really in the back.
It's a relative term.
Just want to make sure. Okay. Hey, clock hours. We're going to start off with the SBX clock hour, which is on the back of the first page. All clock hours are similar. Only difference is that some have news positions that others don't have, and news positions are at different times. Okay, top of the hour. News. News is always at the top of the hour. Real time. Real time. Everything is real time. Whatever time it is, when you walk in, you look at your clock and say, this is what's going on at that particular time. Okay? Real. Everything's real now. Okay? News at the top of the hour. We see there's a minute and 30 seconds of news, right? That includes national and local. So the national and local news person would read the news. Then there's a live liner. You can write on these. I can give you another one if you want. And there's also a clock in the studio. Okay? The live liner, there are sheets. Now, a promo that's done in the studio live, we call it a liner. You have a fact sheet. Taking that fact sheet, you put together a liner using 2 to 3 facts from that fact sheet. Okay? I'll show it to you in the studio. We'll have a sample tomorrow also. Keela will go over it again. That's done by the DJ. News continued for another minute. Then after that, there's a spotlight at 3. What's a spotlight? It's a recorded program on mini disc. What did you guys do, Dingle or Popper, in the second market period? Okay, it's the same thing. You have to do a spotlight in week 23. That's part of your radio prod class. The best ones are put on air. Okay? Well, that's it. Just like this is Focus America program, takes a look at, you know. And then there's a featured speaker. Actuality. It's the same thing. You just play it. Okay, it's 3 to 5 minutes in length. And you pick one and you play it. So it's a recorded event, except for WSHS, everything is on a computer. Who's SHS? So you're computerized, okay? You've got computer love. Okay? Then at 7 after name intro song 1, it says then play song. Don't take it as it looks, literally. That means then voice over song 1. Whenever possible, voice over, right? 5 second intro, voice it over. 10 second intro, voice it over. 20 second intro, voice it over. It just says name intro song. What about 969 WJMZ, where Southfield jams Jim Bell, Romeo. 969 WJMZ. What, that makes sense? Mm-hmm. Who am I? I'm Jim Bell. Glad to be with you. You're here with Jim Bell. Jim Bell, starting your day off. You get the idea? Saying that, you're not doing a show. Welcome to my show. No, you're not doing a show. A show, if I'm sitting out in the audience and there's pyrotechnics going off and there's like I'm wearing like blue spandex, okay? Imagine that. Okay? Got on a blue wig. Okay. That would be a show. Okay? You're having a relationship. Sorry. You're having a relationship with the listener. Buddies, friends, right? You're making a friend. You're not doing a show. Yes, you are, but you don't tell them that. Okay? You are going to have a relationship with the listener. That's why I'm glad to be with you. That's why we use you. Right? Not we. Right? Not us-ins, but it's you. Right? One person. Okay? Just do what the clock say. It's on billboard and go into your stop set. Out the stop set, time check, full weather, then play song 2. Full weather. There are weather sheets in the studio that have full weather on that you fill in. There's blanks to fill in. Full weather today, tonight, tomorrow, current. Today, conditions, exact temperature. Tonight, conditions, exact temperature. Tomorrow, conditions, exact temperature. Right now, under sunny skies, it's 48 degrees. 969 WJMZ. Ad lib into the weather. Here's your weather. No, don't, you know. Let's take a look at the full forecast. Okay. Okay. Ad lib into it. What? I just said what? Okay. Nice sunny day on tap, and looks like it will continue for the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. There it is. The cool weather you've been experiencing is going away. That gives me an idea, right? So just ad lib into it. Just ad lib into the weather, okay? Any questions? No. Okay. Then show prep break, one of the three breaks that you put together, right? Then play song 3, but that means what? VO. Song 3. Does it say your name? Say my name? No. It just says do the show prep break. And you do, you have to have a positioning statement, that's a given, right? Show prep break. In with Freaking Calls. Do not intro the song because it doesn't say to do so. Billboard, teaser, right? Would I billboard the stop set?
No.
Anybody? No. Would I billboard Consumer Watch? No. Would I billboard the horizontal vertical promo? No. But I could billboard the song, couldn't I? I can billboard song 4. I could also billboard, normally I would have billboarded song 4, but I still could billboard my show prep break at 31. You do not billboard the news because that's what the teaser is for, to hold me through the news. Any questions there? Now, Consumer Watch is dropped. Consumer Watch is dropped. Suma, 25 to 27. That's a lot of time to fill in with Consumer. So, if necessary, fill with music, okay? Fill with music. When there is no news, you fill with music. You do not talk, you just fill with music. So let's say that you're the only one in the station for that day, and nobody else came in. Wherever there would be news, what would I do? Or what would you do? You would fill with music. That's simple, isn't it? People are missing. You're not doing all the news. Fill with music. That means you have to pay attention to what songs you're playing, how long they are. Any questions there? But when you fill with music, don't talk. Just fill with music until you're ready to talk. Yes?
Related to this, what is the program director do if the DJ that's supposed to be on the show is not there? Like the person?
Well, whoever's there that's close to the top of the lineup will have to take over. Right. And then let's say that DJ number one is going to be late by, let's say, an hour. DJ number two moves up, and then depending on what time the person comes in, they would either take number two or number three. They can't take number four. Okay? That makes sense?
Yeah.
And then what about what news should I drop? Well, I always say, FYI, do your national, local, sports, and features. At least. If there's four people, you can still do everything. Three peoples, at least national, local, sports, and feature. Okay? And then we would drop some of the other stuff. One person, national, local, sports, and feature. We still only have to turn in one rewrite, so it's still there. Okay? Good question. Thank you. No Consumer. Horizontal vertical promo. Oh, this is something that you have to write on a weekly basis. You see, Eric talked about that, didn't he? In second marking period? A horizontal promo? He briefly touched on it?
Yeah.
Horizontal promo is a promo that is ongoing. Vertical is something that happens that day or that shift. And you put together the promo. You did that before. You did that in the second market period, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You got the idea. It just has to fit your station. About 20 seconds in length. You must have that prepared before you come in, along with your three breaks. Right? You must have that prepared before you come in. And you will turn that in to me. So I don't grade it. I critique it. Okay? At least for the first 4 weeks. Last 4 weeks, you'll still have to have it, but you probably won't have to turn in because I'll have critiqued everybody. I'll let you know when to dismiss it from turning it in, okay? Any questions? NLD. It's hot AC. Or AC. It's basically hot AC. So women 25 to 54. So your promo would have to sit around that. JMZ, 18 to 34. Top 40. SHS. Classic rock. That's what it's called. Classic rock. And that's males 25 to 54. So you write a promo to fit that. SBX Country. males and females, 25 to 54. Next of all, any questions on the horizontal and vertical promo? Not two, but one. Either or. Either horizontal or vertical, but one. Turn it in, please. When you turn in anything to me, except for your news rewrite, it has to be type double-spaced 14 font. At least 14 font. Why 14 font? So you can see it. Because you never hold a copy in your hand. It should be sitting where? On the board. So you want big font so you can see it easily. Okay? All caps, right? Then a show prep break. Approximately at 31, nothing runs on time. Overall. What is that, 32 or 33 or 28? Well, you have to get back on time later. But remember, within overall the clock, you don't have to be on time. So for the top of the hour, I want you to work to meet the news right on time. That's what you're working toward. Every time there's news at the top of the hour, you want to meet that right on time. You want to try to meet that right on time. You'll make an effort to meet it right on time, okay? Any questions there? Mm-hmm. Show prep break. Everybody understand that? Remember, positioning statement is a given. Freaking calls at the end is a given. And then play song five, segue. Go right into song six. Do not talk. Just segue from one song to another. Then a billboard, then there's a feature report, 38, 39, a commercial, which will be on a commercial log. At 40, feature report continues. 41, brief weather, then play some brief weather. Two things are needed for brief weather. Today's forecast and current condition. That's it. I can tell you now, it's going to be a test question. Multiple choice, but still going to be a test question. Okay? Brief weather. Today's forecast. If we were working tonight, it would be tonight's forecast, right? And then current conditions and temperature. Any questions there? Then go into a recorded promo, except for WSHS. Everything's on computer. It's on mini disc, and it's on a disc labeled promo disc. Okay? Promo disc. 49, another show prep break. At approximately 51:45, billboard, go into another stop set, group commercial run back to back off of your commercial log. At 57:30, this is one of the hardest clock hours to work because you have sports at 57:30. And this is coming up to the top of the hour. Now make this work. It's hard, okay? It's a little bit hard. Out of sports, about 59 to 57, 58, 59. That's a minute and a half, 2.5 minutes, y'all, of sports. And then a billboard, and then the legal ID, intro news. Legal ID is either on mini disc, it's on the promo disc, as a matter of fact. The legal ID can be found on the promo disc. It's recorded. And you play that. And then you intro the news. In the studios are in cues and out cues for the news person and for the DJ getting in and out of news. And you say those verbatim. Now, what you got for me, Bill? Just say the news cue. But right now, drop it. You can swallow it, okay? But right now, here's the news with report. No, drop the butt right now. Okay? Just read the interview. Okay, any questions so far? Now, you notice that takes us back to the top of the hour, right? That takes us back to the top of the hour with news. Clock hour is simple to read, isn't it?
So far.
Now, question, where's the bottom of the hour? On the clock, where's the bottom of the hour? Anybody? Where's the top of the hour? The big hand is on the
12.
12. The bottom of the hour, the big hand is on?
Six.
Six. That could be a test question, too. Because people think, the bottom of the hour is the bottom of the clock. No, the bottom of the clock is going toward the top of the hour. Time is not flat. Time is a continuum that goes on and on. It's a circle. So is the clock. So the bottom of the hour, I can't make a two out of this to save my life. Bottom of the hour is somewhere here. Anyway, you got the idea. Okay, that didn't work too well. Okay, I'll draw and make a diagram. So the bottom of the hour is at 6, the top of the hour is at the 12. It's simple, but a lot of people get confused because they see this flat clock. Okay? Any questions? Any questions on the JMZ clock? Yes. So
would that make the bottom of the hour the show prep, like in the middle of the...
The bottom would be 30, billboard into intro, and intro news break.
So that would be the bottom of the clock.
Yep, at the 6.
In the middle of your show.
I don't know about the middle of it because, okay, yes, I'll say yes. I'll say yes. I'm worried about a few. Okay, yes. Okay. JMZ, peeps, any questions on the clock? Okay, the rest of you look at your clock hour and see if you have any questions for me. Okay? Please? If things are arranged a little bit differently for each clock hour. I'll give you 2 or 3 minutes to do so. Time starts now. I'm not really going to time it out.
I have a question on the promo.
Yes. Which one?
Well, I'm on GMZ, but...
Mm-hmm.
How long does it have to be? Because like
well, the vertical horizontal about 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
Yeah.
And can you give an example of it?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's say in NLD, Hot AC, I'm going to do a promo Race for the Cure and be involved in that somehow.
Okay.
Okay. What about a spa visit? Okay. Movie passes to see, what's a good one now? To take your kids to see, is it Cinderella? Is that the one that's out? Well, Twilight, was it New Moon Part 2? That's good. Don't put that on SHS. Tickets to Twilight. Gag me. Okay. I'm sorry. It is a chick flick. I watched Twilight and I'm just like, what the heck? There's not enough destruction. Okay. It's like, here, just look at me. I love you. It's like, come on, man. Okay. You see what I mean? So, women 25 to 54.
So, fit your demographic.
Fit your demographic, and then after that, it's your imagination.
Okay.
Well, oh, you could do a dressy up thingy. You're like, you know, or a spa.
So
right, and it's social consciousness is really good.
But it's basically for station image.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You're right about that. SHS, car shows, you know. Free passes to the new Iron Man. New Iron Man. I mean, you know, things like that, you know. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're scheduled for 60 minutes on the clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule only gives us 50 minutes.
Right, because that's what you do, real time for 50 minutes. Then the other person takes over at that time.
Okay.
Now, you see the changes. You have to be ready for that and know where you're going to make your change. The changes are not made on time, necessarily. You pick the best place plus or minus 2 minutes. Pick the best place to me. You don't really know now. You'll find out, that's for sure, to make the change. Okay? But I have to give you some sort of time to be on, right? Be on whenever it's convenient. It's like, that wouldn't work too well. Okay? So there's a set time, but that time is flexible. Let's say plus or minus 2 to 3 minutes. Because you find a good point. Okay. Now I put up my schedule. Let's get that out real quick. And let's go through that.
So the seconds can fluctuate. You don't have to end at a direct point?
No. Plus or minus 2 to 3 minutes. Okay. So you pick a point where it's easy to make the transition. Okay? You look at what, if I'm coming off and going into news, I don't really want to be just coming off and going into news. I need a 2 or 3 minute buffer somewhere where I can look at the news and sort of get it right. That makes sense? So the time changes are a little bit flexible. Pick the best point to make the change so there's the least disruption. That make sense? Okay. Any other questions on the clock? No? Okay. Let's take a look at the commercial law. So now, one thing you need to use is the clock. The clock tells you what to do when, right? Mm-hmm. For example, during the commercials. I need a commercial law for that, which is a legal document. Test question. Which is a legal test question. It's a legal document. Keela's going to go over this again. I'm just going to gloss over it a bit. Ooh, what is for? Free there now. So I have my clock hour. It tells me what and when. Right? More when to do something than what. You know when to do it, but what do I say? Well, you have to grab break. What commercials do I play? Well, I have my law. What songs do I play? Next will be the playlist, music playlist. Briefly, at the beginning, the very front, you have your discrepancy sheet. If a commercial does not play, it needs to be written up on the discrepancy sheet. And why? 1 p.m., Amazing Voice could not play spot due to jammed MD player. And I think the initials at LL Larry Loop RVF 00. That's simple, isn't it? Now, let's turn to the back page. I don't know what the heck I was doing here. It looks like I made a pair of glasses or something. 00N. I don't know what date that is. Okay. But you put your date. An equipment problem. If equipment was involved in the problem of the spot not playing, you write it up. MD2 jamming causes spot Amazing Voice not to play at 1:39 p.m. I could have put down sucker didn't work. What sucker? So I mean, just you need to fill it out. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that people understand what's going on. No questions there, I would think. If there are, please ask. No? Okay, let's move on to the log itself. Let's go to the very top of the 1 to 2 p.m. log. Scheduled time is at the top. That's the time the spy is scheduled to run. Since this clock can be used at any time of the day, we do not put the hour down, except we're at the top. We know this is 11 minutes after 2 for the commercial, first commercial. Is that, after 1, I'm sorry. 11 minutes after 1. But next is a run time. What time did it air? 11 minutes and 2 seconds. You'll get that good. I'll say right now, plus or minus 30 seconds, okay? That's all I could do at the beginning, but when I was on air, I kept the exact time. Why? Because if I have the time for one commercial and spot set, don't I have the time for all of them? They're either 60 or 30. So once I have the time for one, I can go back after the spot set and put the rest of the time in. But in a timely manner. If I go into a song after the spot set, then while that song is playing, I'm going to fill the rest in. You must put the run time down. Not check it off, but an actual time. Start this immediately. Next week you will fill in the log. Even if you have to do it after you're off. If something happens, I am not tired. Well, I'll say, well, go back in now during a song and fill out your log. For the practical, when I walk in, if you play the spot set, it should be filled out. That's part of the practical. Client name, Memphis 2. track number. That means it's on mini disc. For SHS, everything's on the screen all lined up.
Excuse me.
Okay? And we know it's 60 seconds. Then proactive, 12, I ran a 1202. This, the previous spot was 60 seconds. That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And on and on. Let's go down to 39. Amazing Voice did not run, right? You must do this. Since this is a legal document, in all contracts, if something changes on the contract, you have to draw a single line through what was changed. You can't white anything out. It looks like you're trying to hide something, right? You can't obliterate. And you line through and you initial. So you line through all the way through from scheduled time all the way through track and length. And then you put your initials and your RBF in the runtime column, close to it. Larry Luke, RBF 00. Put his initials. Question?
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious. And then the rest of it, I filled out the entire. Most of it. I filled out most of it because James H. Bell got off at 11:15. And then Larry Luke, why did I say 11? 1:15. And Larry Luke went on at 1:15. So now you can see what at the bottom what sign on, sign off is for.
Okay.
And why there's two. If you sign off and within that hour and sign on within an hour, just use the same line. That makes sense? And leave the bottom line empty. You're just on at such a time, off at such a time. James H. Bell, off at 1:15, Larry Lou on at 1:15. Times have to be exact. This is the first thing that you, one of the first things you do when you go into the studio for your shift is you sign on. And when I do my practical, that's what I check for. Because I wait till I don't just want you to jump on air, I'm ready to take your practice. No. I let you go 10, 15, 20 minutes so that you relax, and then I come in and I check everything. I check the log to make sure you fill in the times. I check the log to make sure you signed on. And then you get 25 points. If not, I start drastically taking away points. That's the log. Any questions? Commercial log, clock hour when, commercial log, what spots to play? Questions at all? Yes.
For this Amazing Voice, say something happens and you can't play it, you always fill it with the sound.
No, because of the spot set. You don't see, you just drop it. And so, how many spots are in the... Oh, that? No, you whatever's happening at 39. Okay, this is W... I think it's SPX.
You just go to the next thing.
Right, now let's look for a spot at 39. That's not that clock. Because it should be in a commercial. Oh, this is going to be fun. 39. Not that clock. 39. Anybody find it? Huh?
It's SPX.
How did I miss it? Because I haven't gotten to it, that's why. I would do it every time, wouldn't it? SPX. It is SPX. Okay, at 39, there's a commercial in the middle of the feature report. So for that, I wouldn't fill with music, right? I just didn't play it. And so, holy moly, somehow I let... oh, boy. So you would give your out cue up there because for SPX, news is done in the newsroom. Remotely. Each station is ran a little bit differently. So news is done remotely. So you're waiting, born news or what, feature report after this, whatever the out cue says, then you hear silence. As a news person, you're waiting for the commercial. What do I do? As the DJ, what would you do? you're pushing the button, the spot does not play. What do you do when it doesn't play? What would you do? What's the logical thing to do?
Billboard. To whatever's coming up?
Well, no. It's going to be real simple, yes. What would you do?
Probably just go right to the next one. It wouldn't.
How would you? But you have to let the feature person sitting there waiting to hear a commercial. Huh? What was that? Reintroduce the news person. Then somewhere along the line, the news person says, well, I guess the spot's not playing, and try to go on reading. That makes sense? But as the DJ, I reintroduce a news person, and hopefully they get the idea. Now back to the feature report. Like, guess it's not going to play a commercial. Let me do more feature. Mm-hmm. And this brings up something also. It might be sponsored. What does my intro say? The feature report is brought to you by, I don't know who it is. Where would I find out? Lots of, think about who has the log. Who has the log?
DJ.
So I would check with the DJ to see what the spot is for any sponsored spot. Don't just make something up by Jelly Belly. Seriously, people go, news is brought to you by Arm & Hammer. It's like, it's not on the log, dude. Do that. So you just ask the DJ, who is my sponsor? They look the log and tell you who the sponsor is. Whatever news is sponsored. Questions? This is a lot of information, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
Yeah,
it will be
better.
Spewed forth again tomorrow. It will be spewed forth again the next week and the next. Okay? Because you can't get it all. But the thing you remember is you have your clock, right? Mm-hmm. It tells you when to play something. But what do I say? Well, I know that I can go ahead. What spots do I play? I look at my commercial log, right? If it says, do a prep break, and then I know that I prepared ahead of time, and I take a break out. But any questions on the log itself? Commercial log. Biggest thing to remember, sign on immediately, and keep track of all time a commercial play. In a timely manner, write it down. In a timely manner. No questions?
Oh, we're getting down to the real nitty-gritty.
And set up. These are the brakes. On air one brakes, and I have it right here. Right here. Logs. Aha! There are music playlists that you use to play the music. Also on the music playlist, it tells you what promo liner to use. There's a packet of promo liner, starting with the letter A, and it might end in G. A, B, C, D, and so you utilize whatever letter promo in the liner book that you need to use. So liners should be written. Do not ad lib off the top of your head. So you have to find time somehow while you're on air to quickly take two or three facts from the fact sheet and write a liner. So, I mean, you never see that. You know, who was the person that got flowered? What, Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she got flowers. Flower bomb? She wears animal skins. No, don't we all wear animal skins? If you got shoes on, shouldn't you be flower bomb? Cowhide! Wool! There's a naked sheep somewhere. Dying of pneumonia. Okay. Now, you know why I do all this stuff? One is I have fun. Two, it's called entertainment. So if you give me a break, Kim Kardashian got bombed, flower bombed yesterday. She is in good spirits, but will kill the woman that did it. Is that a break? Do you see what I'm talking about? Here's your chance to use your creativity and find out who you are and what you're good at. So everything needs to have some sort of twist to get my attention. It's not a news story. But that is weird, though. Jerry Seinfeld, you ever wonder, made a living off, have you ever wondered, right? Why, right? Okay, let's take a look at music playlists. First of all, on the left, I obliterated everything because of the type of format for the program. This all this information is included and has to be, but it does not coincide with the clock hour. This is not a clock hour. This is the music playlist. Disregard all the info over to the left, or you will be mildly jacked up. Guaranteed. I was trying to run it, Jim, but don't do like the clock. I said, I told you that. Okay? Let's look at the top. Promo liner A. So you take promo liner A and you what? Use it. And let's look at SBX. Live liner at 1:30. Hallelujah. Because it's at the top of the hour and there's no song there. But there's your promo liner. Okay? In SHS, you do not have a playlist because everything's on computer. You just go from one play one to play two to play one, and back and forth. So you pick a promo liner and you use a different one every time. Good idea for the DJ coming on, ask, what promo liner did you use if they used one? I use B. Then you say, okay, I'll use C. What promo did you play? I use 4. I'll play 5. Just communication. Now we can look here and say, what's up next is C8. Tim McGraw, Let It Go. Let It Go. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it's a 14-second intro. That's over to the right. It's 3:41, and it ends cold sustain. So we just have an S for that. And if you count the number of songs that we have here, it corresponds with the number of songs on the clock. How about that? Now, let's look at the very bottom. 3 fill songs. Okay, I didn't have news. I can use a fill song. I could also use a fill song. This is very good for fill. It might work, it might not. There are 357, 357, 347. What if I need something 4 minutes? I would go to the nighttime pages. In other words, I go to like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and find a song that fits the time I need so I can make it to the top of the hour on time. Okay, that makes sense? So if the fill times don't work because I'm trying to back time, that means look ahead and fill to where I am. I can go to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock hours to find the length of song I need to fill. SHS, same with you. The only reason that you should ever change a song on the playlist and also in the station is because I need to fill for timing purposes, not because, oh, I like this song. I heard the same song last Friday night, 5 times in an hour. It's like, what the heck is, I'm getting tight. Think about the listener. They like the song. Chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. It's okay, I've had enough chicken fried. Thank you. Okay? Put a girl in it. Okay, you're going to love country people. You'll learn to love it if you don't like it. Everybody ever worked at country station? Hey, I'm sort of liking it. It's about 3 weeks in. Okay. Any questions on the playlist? Isn't that kind of simple? The 3 major pieces that you need to work with. The clock hour. What the clock say? Whenever you're confused, just say, what time is it? You look at the time. Then you look at your clock. Oh, what do I? Oh, 9:15. I should be doing this. And do it. Do it. Just do it. Keep doing. Do something. And be prepared and be ready to go. You do not have time to kibitz. You walk by Fourth Mind Period, when you see four people there with their feet kicked up, jacking their jaws, their breaks aren't going to be very good. For me, it's talk to the hand. I don't want my breaks to be bad. Don't try to engage me in anything. Because I've got to be prepared for my break. Also, news people should be in the studios 5 minutes before the newscast. Then after that, get out. Okay? If that person wants you out, leave. The only exception is the PD. In the PD, you got to critique, and also you got to check to make sure they're on time. But when you do so, you got your PD report, don't do this. He's like, dude, get out of my face. Okay? Be discreet. You're there to help. You know how somebody's staring at you? Did I mess up? You don't know. So be discreet. And don't ever touch anybody's board. Touch my board, I'll stab you with a pin. Okay. It's like somebody grabbing the steering wheel. No, turn left. It's like, what? You say, excuse me, can you turn right? You can tell, but don't touch my board. Plus, you don't help anybody. Here, just, it's done. I go, what'd you do? I had to learn Excel when I came here. Because you had to do all that grade grid and stuff and worth 2% and it's worth 8.9. I asked this dude, could you help me with this? Here, just do it and see it came up by. You didn't teach me anything. You did it for me. So you don't learn anything by helping. If the levels are high, say, your levels are high. After the fact. Not in the middle of a break. That's not the time. Okay, that makes sense? Mm-hmm. Any questions at all?
No.
Okay. Next on our list is we have to go in the station. You're going to go to your prospective stations. And you're going to check everything out. Find out where everything is. Ooh, I almost forgot. And 20 minutes afterwards, begin doing a little show. A little show. What does that mean? Half hour. We'll switch DJ. Ooh, it's getting carried away there. Now, what I'm handing out to you now are news examples. Everything I've given you today, bring it to class tomorrow. So you have it for reference. Oh, okay, it's drizzling. That's called light rain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drizzle. Just when you drizzle, light rain. You stay with people spitting out of airplanes. Somebody told me that when I was like 4. God. How to use Metro Source website together, weather, world, national, state, local, city, sports, consumer, and businesses. Everything here is marked, and even at the bottom, you notice I have a footnote. Weather is pretty important. Okay, we're not really going to go over that now. I'm going to go over Metro News with you, and Keela is going to go over it again tomorrow. But you have a lot of guides, right? Let's take a look at the weather just quickly, okay? Let's spin back on the first page. Let's look at the top. Okay. I thought that MTIMI. I thought this, it looked like an I to me. What are you looking at? A little font? Okay. Detroit. MI Detroit forecast. It's underlined. So when I go to the computer, guess what I look for? The
Detroit forecast.
Let's look at the next page. Michigan Hourly Regional Weather Roundup. So what do I look for? Weather Round. And then I got all this weather. But do I want all the weather? It'll be like three pages of cities in Michigan if I print the whole thing. So if I wanted to print it, I just select, highlight, select. Or I could write it down on a weather sheet, which I'll show you today. At the bottom are footnotes again, so that you know what to do. And I would hope explanation of where to put the notes, okay? Utilize this during your mini shows, okay? Utilize this during your mini shows. M-I-N-I show. Not M-E-N. But so what will we talk about, Jim? I have here breaks that are already prepped. Just two. And on top of it, it gives you some idea of the things you can talk about. What can you talk about? Diverse things. But never, ever, ever about the same thing twice. You do artist info, do it once. If you do something, an event that's going on, do it once. Talk about some gossip, about some actor or actress, do it once. We've got, about flower bombing people at the meat counter, do it once. Diverse breaks. Do not start breaks with a question. Why? Why don't you do that in... You can't do it in radio prod either when you're doing commercial. Unless it's what? A rhetorical question. Parents always use rhetorical questions. Do you want me to take that phone from you? No. Do you want me to come back there? No.
What is the closing statement for jams?
We're Southfield Jams.
We're Southfield Jams.
And it's hanging in the studio. All the positioning statements are in the studio. On the wall.
It's on 96.9.
Yes, ma'am. All 96.9. On the wall. So far, are there any questions? Rude remarks? Okay, at this, what time is it?
About 3 after. 3 after 11.
Okay. 3, 4. Okay, take a break. Be back at 15 after. Get your stuff. Go into your studios. Begin the process. Oh, one thing I didn't read on the front. After orientation by the instructor and use of newsroom, the internet gathering site, Metro News Source, and your assigned studios, utilize the prep breaks in this packet. Each station will have this DJ run a 30-minute show. All other members not on air will take a news position at the proper time, listen on the clock hour, and read the proper amount of news. Use the week 17 to 18 on air once scheduled to check news position. Two things. The schedule is good for 2 weeks, this week and next week. Week 19, you'll have a different schedule. Okay? Yes?
Do we have some studios?
No. It wouldn't be advantageous to you. You haven't been in the studios in what, 8 weeks? And then I say, after 2 weeks, I'm going to switch to something totally different and really confuse you. So board work is board work, so that you have little confusion with keeping in the same studio for the 8 weeks. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Next marking period, you'll switch every 2 weeks. Okay.
Is that time of day?
All right. Time for more break. You can either leave your stuff here, come back and put it in the studio, or put it in the studio now and then take your break. Very. Oh, feedback? Okay. I'll let you know. Just take a word now.